Well, hello everyone, it's the Reverend Steve Morris here, St Cuthbert's, North Wembley. Lovely that you could join us today, thank you so much. It's the second Sunday of Epiphany, and it's lovely to have your company. So let's pray. Father, thank you that we can be together today, even though we can't be together in church. Would you bless this service, please? Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we begin our service now by having a time of confession, saying sorry for the things that keep us apart from God, from the better parts of ourselves, from our family, all the other things that are affected by our wrongdoing. And that may be wrongdoing, you know, recently or in the long past. We bring it to God, knowing that He promises to forgive and forget. This reading from the book of Acts, Acts 20:24. I set no store by life. I only want to finish the race and complete the task which the Lord Jesus assigned to me of bearing witness to the gospel of God's grace. Conscious of our failure to proclaim the gospel, let us call together and to mind our sins. So, Father, we accept your glorious gift of forgiveness. We're thankful for it. Help us to live the rest of our life in the light of that forgiveness, passing on the forgiveness we have for others as well. Amen. So, the theme of today during Epiphany is mission. And so I'm going to read now the collect, the special prayer for this particular season. Almighty God, who called your church to witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, help us to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be drawn to you through him who was lifted up on the cross and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. So we read, our gospel reading today is from the Gospel of John. And it's John 1, beginning at verse 43. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom all the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth. Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, "Here is the true Israelite, in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe, because I told you I saw you under a fig tree? You shall see greater things than that." He then added, "I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." It's a great reading. And actually, it's interesting, isn't it? The inflection that we read these things with. In many ways, that's one of the few things that we have to really kind of guide us, I think, to what Jesus is actually feeling. Because, you know, we have the words, but what do they mean? Why was he saying them? How did he feel when he was delivering them? It makes a great deal of difference, doesn't it, the way that people say things. I'm going to work my way through the reading, and we'll see, I think, what an extraordinary description it is of how to do mission, how to attract people. Help them know that there's a new way of life, a new way, a way of changing everything. So we begin. Jesus decides to leave for Galilee. I mean, the first part of this, of the gospel here, is really that Jesus has been pretty low key, I suppose. But here it begins to just pick up a bit of pace. He's getting around him people who will follow him. he finds Philip, who's a kind of regular fellow. I think Philip was an ordinary kind of person, probably not one of the great stars, the great theological stars of anything. He's just a regular person. He says, come along, follow me. We don't know much else about Philip, do we? But we know something. I mean, in a way, I wish we did, really, because there's something extraordinary about him and the way that he deals with the world. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. And Philip goes straight out and finds Nathanael and says, right there, we found the one who Moses wrote about in the law, Jesus, the son of Nazareth. Now, I suppose the point is, how come Philip got it all so quickly when the disciples we read about, like Peter, just seem to spend ages before the penny drops? They're like the Keystone Cops. They never quite get it right. Well, maybe he just had a really insightful way and just knew. Now, Nathanael asks a good question. He says, Nazareth, can anything good come from there? You see, in a way, it was preposterous to think that Jesus could be who we now know him to be. On the one hand, there would be the supposed illegitimacy of his birth. I mean, everyone would have done the maths. But also, he's from Nazareth. If you look at what Nazareth was like, it's an out-of-the-way kind of place. It's not glamorous. Apparently it had a microclimate where it was always grey and it often rained. It was a miserable little place, really. And no one could think that anything good could come from there. And I suppose, in a way, it's a warning for us not to take people's backstory too seriously. It doesn't matter, really, where you come from. It doesn't matter, though, however humble your origins or birth or story is. That's irrelevant. Because something wonderful can spring from it. Philip says, come and see. And in a sense, that is the absolute essence of any mission, isn't it? It's we'll go, we'll do, we'll spread God's love. And that, in turn, makes people want to come and see more. Come and see. It's almost the best question you can ever ask anyone, I think. Would you come and see? And it brings back a great story in our life when Christine was recovering, excuse me, from her brain hemorrhage. A teacher at her school simply said to her, why don't you come and see? Come to my church. Now, you know, we were not churchgoers. We really, really weren't. But that one thing, come and see, was a life changer for us. And so I suppose it helps us to be bold. We haven't got to Bible bash people or tell them exactly what we believe or try and correct them about their behaviour, anything. We just say, come and see. Come and see if you like it. Come and see what you'll find. We do get one other thing that I really love really here is, we know that Jesus weeps, but do we know that Jesus laughed? And it's quite important that, because, you know, you wouldn't follow someone who hadn't got a sense of humour. And I'm sure Jesus had a magnificent sense of humour. And we see just a little bit of it here, a taste of it. Jesus says, I saw you. Because Nathan says, how do you know who I am? I saw you under the fig tree. And he says, Nathanael says, you saw me under the fig tree. My goodness, you must be kind of the Son of God. Now, I'm hoping that it wasn't a sarcastic comment from him. I don't think it was. But Jesus then, as sure with a smile on his face, says, you believe because I told you I saw you under a fig tree? You'll see much greater things than that. And I think that says something about his lovely, wry humour. But today, I want just to encourage you, really. I mean, I'm grateful. I know God is incredibly grateful that you have come and seen. And here's a welcome, always, come and see, invite your friends to come and see, have a window into the life of faith. Amen. So friends, we say the words of the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. So, let us pray. Father, we pray today, great thanks for your healing love for us, for our communities and our world. And we call, Lord, for you to help us to bring an end to this terrible virus and pandemic. We pray for all those people who have the virus and for the doctors and nurses and everyone else who's keeping our whole country and world going. We thank you for the sacrifice of people who are still working, doing what needs to be done. And we thank you especially for teachers, Lord, for their amazing dedication and for all they bring into the lives of our children. Father, we pray for our church, for our bishops, archdeacons, church wardens, all those who help in church, all those who attend. And we pray for the vicars in this area, Lord, that you would bolster them, would keep them positive and strong and well. Father, we pray too for our families, for those whom we love. We pray that you would protect us, strengthen us, fill us full of hope and courage. And we pray that very soon the darkness will be swept away and that your light, the light of hope, peace, wholeness, will shine around the world. Amen. Well, it's difficult if you're in a place with someone. Do share the peace with them. If you'd like to text someone, just text them and say, "Peace be with you." So, Christ came and proclaimed the gospel. Peace to those who are far off and peace to those who are near. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's offer one another a sign of peace. So we're at peace with God, it's good, we're at peace with each other, and we now join together in the Eucharistic prayer. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, we give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, because you are God Almighty, creator of the world and all that is in it. Through him you made the whole human race, and in him you show us the mystery of your purpose. In him you will bring all things together, under him as head, all things in heaven, all things on earth. Through him we have heard the word of truth, the good news of salvation, and you have marked us with the seal of your promised Spirit. We who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he is the peace between us, and has broken down the barrier of hostility. He has made of us one new humanity and reconciled us to you by the cross. Through him, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we come before you, Father, by the Holy Spirit, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." We praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine again, he praised you, gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence, his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And so, Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Amen. So let's say together the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. So, the prayer after communion. Eternal God, giver of love and power, your Son Jesus Christ has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm us in this mission and help us to live the good news we proclaim. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It's a funny thing, isn't it, to speak about mission, I suppose, when we're all stuck in our houses. But that doesn't mean that the great mission of love and care for God and for one another ends. Far from it. I encourage you maybe to pick up the phone and ring someone this week who might be lonely. And if you're feeling rough or lonely, ring someone. Don't suffer on your own. Ring someone. And of course, you can always ring me. I'm here. I encourage you to take heart and to know that God is with us through all of this. The Lord says, "Go into all the world and make disciples of all the nations. Go in the peace of Christ." And finally, a blessing. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord shine forth his love upon you and those whom you love. May the Lord give you courage and hope. May the Lord protect you. May he fill you with a sense of the eternal joy that he has to offer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so, friends, we go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. My dear friends, go well. Take heart. We trust that we're getting towards the end of this terrible time, and we'll come back stronger than ever as a church and as a community. Go well. Stay safe. Amen.